The very idea of Hank Aaron's career home run record falling to the possibly pumped-up Barry Bonds has many longtime baseball fans crying foul. I don't blame them. Hank Aaron figures prominently in a favorite baseball memory from my own childhood. It was sometime in the early 70s, and the Philadelphia Phillies were hosting the Atlanta Braves at Veterans Stadium. Final score, 4-2 Atlanta, and Hammerin' Hank hit two home runs. I was in the stands that night, and I remember it like it happened only, well, 3 decades ago. At the time, Aaron was less than a year away from dethroning Babe Ruth as the all-time home run king, so I felt like I was an eyewitness to baseball history in the making. It was a thrilling, indelible moment for a kid who loved the game, and boy did I love the game. Since then, my passion for baseball has waned. I guess I just lost interest over time, disillusioned by the excesses that have come to plague so many professional sports. Free agency, greed, player strikes, owner lockouts, and of course, steroid scandals. Recently, with Barry Bonds' inevitable 756th career home run looming closer, I found myself revisiting that wistful memory of seeing Hank Aaron hit those two homers against the Phillies. I wanted to know the exact date of the game, so I explored a website that chronicles every one of Aaron's 755 home runs, year by year, game by game. Strange, I couldn't find any evidence to corroborate my memory. Then I scoured a complete history of Atlanta Braves box scores, and through a process of elimination, there, on July 10, 1973, I found precisely what I wasn't looking for. The two home runs in question were hit by Darrell Evans, not Hank Aaron. My childhood memory was false. Somehow, I had conflated Aaron's chase of Babe Ruth's record with a specific game in which Aaron didn't even play, let alone hit. How did my brain manufacture this error? How could I have gone 34 years absolutely convinced I had witnessed something that never happened? Now, granted, as false memories go, this one is hardly a tragedy. But it makes me wonder, what else have I misremembered? What other bits and pieces of the past have I subconsciously embellished or distorted? How many of my recollections have been juiced with performance-enhancing nostalgia and wishful thinking? I also wonder, is it wishful thinking or empirical proof that has all those Barry Bonds naysayers demanding that an asterisk be placed next to his name? While I freely admit my emotional sympathies with the naysayers, I have no way of knowing whether Bonds is really guilty of steroid abuse. What I do know is that it's possible to be 100% certain of something and still be wrong. If there's a record that's tainted, that needs an asterisk, it's the fanciful eyewitness account I carried around in my head for 34 years. It's my own personal Hank Aaron record, and like the real one, I hate to see it fall. Even if records are made to be broken, there are some things I'd like to see stand the test of time. Or at least, the test of memory.